lonely, with no real place to stay. Is this the future? And where I'm gonna be? Last night it killed me when I had this crazy dream.
San Francisco.
You beautiful, sweet city by the bay. Good morning.
Hello, hello, San Francisco. And welcome to another beautiful Thursday morning here on Rollover Easy.
You know, it really helps if you turn the mic on before the show starts.
That's it. Did you get it? 3 seconds.
On it. Yep. There we are.
Woo! Woo! Okay. Yes. All right, let me adjust this.
I think we are. Well, San Francisco, as Sequoia adjusts all the levels here, and we try to tune out the three lawnmowers behind us.
They look really cool, though.
They look really fun.
Can you guess where we are just by listening in?
Yeah, what sounds do you get
where
from
would
us?
You hear lawnmowers? The gentle sounds of bikes rolling by? Mm. Joggers? Birds?
Are we on the JFK Promenade?
The Promenade!
Oh, no.
I love it. What a beautiful morning out here.
It's so good.
Yeah. Sunshine, hello, hello. Sunshine in all directions as there is not a cloud overhead in the beautiful city and county of San Francisco. Welcome and good morning. This It's roll over easy.
It is like truly a gorgeous day out here. We could not have picked a better one, I don't think.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go set this somewhere where we'll pick up even more sounds.
Okay.
All right, let's see if I get lucky here.
The early bird is putting the microphone over in a kind of in a bush off to the side of JFK Drive right now to make sure that he's picking up the sound of bicycles. We'll hear.
Risky.
We'll see if that works. We'll see if I forget the zoom too.
I'm looking right at it, I believe.
Oh goodness. Well, hello and welcome again to Rollover Easy on BFF.FM, the greatest radio station in the history of time and space. Become a bestie today, BFF.FM/donate.
And come on down here to the promenade. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're down here. Hey, good morning. We got Wreck and Park starting off there Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, days like this, you'd have to be crazy to look at the folks that work in Wreck and Park and say, I would trade you. I would not trade you for this job. This is a great job in this morning.
Absolutely. The folks that came by and were mowing the lawn right near us earlier just looked like they were having the time of their lives.
Having a blast.
What album do you think they're listening to? Do you think it's the new Beyonce?
I hope so, which we would be playing, but then the podcast would get taken down from Spotify, and we don't want that to happen.
No. But we would be playing it.
But
otherwise.
It would, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, we have a great show for you today.
We do, we do. So we're going to have friends of the program, Sarah Katz-Hyman, Vanessa Gregson, come on and talk to us about quite literally all the activities you can do in the park because they are trying to go through every single thing you can do.
I love this.
In these 1,000 acres of joy.
Incredible.
I know.
So, 1,000 acres, is that how big it is?
I think it's 1,017, maybe 1,117.
So, is the Presidio bigger than Golden Gate Park?
Yeah.
Okay, we learned that 1,490 in the Presidio is what we learned last week when speaking with the folks from the Presidio Trust. Not as many runners as are going by this morning, though.
No. I mean, this is where all the people are.
This is where all the people are.
Yeah.
Well, San Francisco, wherever you're waking up, we wish you a wonderful start to your Thursday. Pray hands emoji that your dog figured out how to make coffee, that your cat whipped up a macchiato for you, and then otherwise you're starting off your Thursday real nice without any incident today. And again, we're hanging out here in JFK Park today. We're also chatting with some folks from Soma Arts at some point. Plus...
Oh,
lights are real. We got a cop coming down the middle of the road with their lights on. You hear that too?
Come on.
I don't understand what the what's with the volume.
I know. Dude, like, who are you announcing your presence to in the middle of a park?
Maybe that cute dog over there.
Yeah, that dog needs to know.
We'll get that dog a dog treat.
You know, new law. Turn the siren off in the park.
At least before 8.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's beautiful out here right now, but what's the weather going to be like later today?
It's going to be a nice one, San Francisco. So, currently, it is 51 degrees. It feels like very nice.
Yeah.
About as nice of a 51 as you can get. Mm-hmm. Looking at a high today of 65 degrees, a low tonight of 48. And, you know, today is the day to get outside because Saturday, it's going to rain again. The rain is coming back late Friday night. It'll be nice again by Sunday, but today is as good as it gets because next week, the temperature doesn't get back up to this temperature until... Oh, it doesn't. Doesn't at all.
As they say on KQED, cooling trend.
Ooh, yeah, the cooling trend is now. The sunrise was at 6:40 a.m. today, with first light coming at 6:13.
Okay.
And the sunset, the magic hour. Do you want to guess?
I am going to guess that sunset today is at 7:43.
Ooh, 7:42.
Nice.
So close.
I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely get behind 7:42 p.m. sunset.
Absolutely. The low tide today is in just a couple minutes at 8:12 a.m., so if you're trying to pick up some sand dollars, get on down to the beach right now. And high tide was right after midnight at 1:30 a.m.
How high tide?
High tide is 6'4" today, and low is minus a foot. So if you want a low tide, today's a pretty good day.
That's a pretty good day, yeah. Minus a foot's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Get down there. Do some tide pool in San Francisco.
Come on. You know, yesterday I was out at Baker Beach.
beautiful.
Oh, it was so nice. It was one of those strange days where it was colder in the Richmond than it was on the sand itself.
Strange.
And the youth had figured it out. There was a whole whole spring break party of kids down there.
Love it.
Just enjoying one of our most beautiful beaches.
San Francisco, that could be you, but you're playing. Get outside. Enjoy.
Tell the boss, I got an appointment with the sand.
Oh, goodness. Well, the phone number to text in is 415-578-0555. Again, 415-578-0555. Let us know where you're waking up this morning. You can hit us up at Rollover Easy on Instagram, Twitter, and at Mastodon. We're rolloveasy at sfba.social. So send in your mugshots. Where are you waking up this morning, San Francisco? Let's wake up together. Let's have a little coffee. Let's chat. Let's figure this thing out. And in the meantime, let me hit you with a jam. I think we're going to need it, too. All right. BRB.
She knows.
Sorry, some brief technical difficulties. We're back.
Woo!
Well, hello.
Brief technical difficulties and intermittent weed whacking.
If Passion Pit starts playing loudly, my apologies.
Should we get some coffee?
That is an incredible idea.
You know, I brought extra coffee today just I thought,
thank you.
What if more people appear here and need coffee?
You thought I'm a true friend. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What the hell's happening here?
Coffee mug spilling all over the place this morning.
All over the place. What is this? Is this user error? What's happening? All right, let's try again.
Oh, there you go. Morning.
I'm drinking out of a mug you got me today, and I just want to say thank you. I use this mug all the time.
I'm glad to hear that.
Whew. Okay, all right.
All right, let's take a sip of coffee. Let's get this started, San Francisco. Do you think San Franciscans everywhere have their coffees ready?
I believe.
All right, me too. Let's do it, count of three. One, two, and... Woo! That is hot.
That's very hot.
Hot coffee. Holy moly.
The very hot coffee today is from Pixel Cat Cafe.
Oh.
Great name for a cafe.
I really like that a lot.
Yeah. Pixel Cat, there's one on 9th Avenue, on 9th Street down in Soma.
Nice.
And then there's one on Clement. And the one on Clement is really where it's at.
I like it. You know, Pixel Cat, we met Pixel the dog the other week. Pixel the dog was that one that we saw that when we were on that Jackson Street walk.
Oh, yeah.
After that, I was like, Pixel, great name for an animal.
Great name for a dog, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, San Francisco, wherever you're starting off your Thursdays, we hope it's as beautiful as starting out up in the park right now. It's around us, surrounded by cyclists, walkers, dogs, joggers, parks and rec folks that are cleaning up right in front of the Conservancy of Flowers. Conservatory of Flowers? Conservancy?
Conservatory.
Conservatory
but
of Flowers.
Funded by a conservancy.
Thank you. I get those mistaken.
It's an easy one to mistake. Yeah.
Conservatory of Flowers, and it is a beautiful Thursday morning. Also, tons of people waving at us this morning.
Yeah, not a lot of hellos, but tons of waivers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
someone
yeah.
just took our picture, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Someone
we'll
asked
be on
us.
Instagram later. I think that often happens, though.
Yeah.
We'll randomly get tagged in those photos.
Mm-hmm.
That happened when we were on a Chinatown walk a couple months ago. Someone that we just interviewed on the street took our photo, and then it came back to us somehow. So.
This reminds me that we need an A-frame sign.
Ah, totally.
Right?
Days like today.
Yeah.
Just all it says is, we're live on the radio.
Live on the radio. That's it.
Oh, goodness. Well, who do you think the first person was to wake up this morning and decide to tweet in, to toot in, to say hello?
Ooh,
kick
great.
Off their Thursday?
Great question. I'm going to say Lisa Church.
The one and only, that MC.
That
hello,
MC.
Hello, Mac. Mac says, good morning from Dog Patch. Love it.
Good morning, Mac.
Hello, hello, and good morning, Mac, indeed. Friend of the program, friend of San Francisco, friend of you if you ride the bus.
Oh, man. All I want in life is to ride on Mac's bus.
It's just such a joy. We will soon. We will very soon.
That we will. Mac, I hope that it is as beautiful down there in Crane Cove as it is here in Golden Gate Park.
I have to imagine it is this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's
there's morning.
Rarely a bad time in Crane Cove, and today is not going to be one of them.
100% agree.
Yeah.
I like that individual just walked by us. They're just walking through Golden Gate Park this morning with coffee in their hand. Just a full-on mug.
Yeah.
Just like, I made my coffee. What's up? A lot of hellos.
Yeah, the waivers are out in full force today. You know what? Wave at someone who's doing something strange on the street.
You know, we're all strange and weird in our own ways, which is a wonderful and beautiful thing. I think that makes San Francisco so much of what it is. You know, say hi to those people.
Yeah, greet them. Say thanks for contributing to the civic fabric.
Whatever it is that you're doing. Oh goodness.
Hello also goes out. Wow, I'm scrolling back and back and back and back further and further. A hello also goes out to Thomas Rogers.
Hello.
Good morning, Thomas.
Hello.
Says, per usual, good morning from Caltrain. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful one today.
I feel like we have different seasons of when we interact with Thomas based on the mugs that we see.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a great mug collection. Right now we're in that Caltrain travel mug season. Do you have a good travel mug?
I actually have it with me right now. Yeah, it's this one. This is my travel mug.
That was the one I gave you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Again, thank you. I use
You're
it
welcome.
Almost every day.
A good travel mug's a great thing to have, especially on Caltrain. Sit down, sip some coffee, relax. Yeah.
Oh, bell sounds.
That's what I'm looking for right there.
Yeah.
He's with those bells.
That's what we need, a sign that says, give us your bell sound.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Give us the ding, ding.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so now I think all of the big angry lawnmowers have left.
They have seemingly retreated back to their cave or wherever it is that they go during the day. I'm guessing it's just a shed somewhere.
Or maybe they just never stop. Maybe 24 hours a day, it's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. They just don't stop doing
it. The Roombas of the park. Morning.
Hey.
Yo. Oh, goodness. I will say it looks beautiful out here considering how they just trimmed the grass.
Mm-hmm.
A nice sort of low cut, low profile. And then they went around and they sort of edged with the clippers to make sure that all of the proper utilities, what are they called? Tops, caps?
The caps, the boxes and things.
Yeah, utility boxes right. That are built into the ground were properly trimmed away.
Yeah, yeah, we're live on the air.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Come say hi.
Yeah.
What radio show is this?
So this is Rollover Easy on BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Okay, one of my friends is on BFF.
Oh, love it.
Who's your friend? What's their show?
Apple Gomez. And, I'm forgetting her show, but she highlights Bay Area musicians.
Love it.
Apple, good
That's
morning.
Super cool. What is y'all show about?
Just, you know, kind of what you're seeing right here.
Yeah. Optimistic look at San Francisco for 2 hours every Thursday.
That is so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Well, happy Thursday.
You too.
Sunshine.
Yeah, and have a good one. It's a great day.
I know, it's an awesome day. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
Cool. And check out Apple on BFF.FM.
I know. The people are out here, you know?
Totally.
Okay, is it record level?
Hello, hello.
Is it
Oh yeah, turn this
volume.
Up. Got another.
Are you guys live?
Hey, what's up, Joseph?
I don't want to interrupt.
We are live. Yeah. Come be on the radio. Come around here.
Let me say hi real quick.
Yeah, say hello.
Say hello.
Hey, what's up, Devin? We got Devin here too.
Full squad.
Excellent.
What's up? High fives all around.
Joseph Jarkowski.
How are you all doing today?
People sit up. I was like, oh, that's gotta be. It's gotta be
roll over easy.
Sorry.
Well, I was just out making a video of a proposal that I have. It's
really?
It's an idea to promote cycling in the city. If you can imagine, that's some of interest of mine. So there needs to be a north-south route across the Richmond. There's that greenway to the left if you're heading north. To the left of Park Presidio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is totally underutilized. It's this huge path. Sometimes dog walkers use it, people stroll. You could pave it and you could make a cycleway through that green belt along Park Presidio.
I mean,
and it wouldn't interfere with car infrastructure. And you have all this space, and I think it might be a Caltrans owned property. Oh, okay. But there's space to have both pedestrian and people on bike, and it would take you from the Presidio all the way. It'll put you right onto JFK, past the Rose Garden. And you need to work on the intersections, but it's all there for the taking. It's space that we could use.
Just needs a catchy name.
Sign us up.
The Park to Park Greenway.
I like Greenway. Greenway's got, there's something there with Greenway.
I'm here for it. You know, that is part of the, on the other side, is part of the Crosstown Trail, and it's so nice. That was like my experience of it, of being like, oh, this is right here, right next to this busy street is this beautiful green space.
It's beautiful, and it just goes totally without any kind of use, and that's a shame.
I believe you're going to change that with this video. Are you out of here, Devin?
I got a tennis match I gotta get to.
Hey, hey, before
bike
you...
looks great.
Before you go, give us a bell ring.
Oh,
wow.
So pure and beautiful. Have a good one.
There he goes, just riding off into the sunrise.
Oh, I have a chime.
That's a good one. Here, hit us with it again.
It's like a kid's chime.
That's like still it. Good. Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting one of those loud horns, those car horn kind of things.
Like where you squeeze it, an air, like an air-based horn versus a vibration-based bell.
Like an air-based horn so that I can be as loud as the people honking at me.
I like
it. It'd be very unexpected for them.
I think it's the element of surprise could serve you well that way.
Or endanger everyone, but yeah.
I'll go with raise the awareness and alertness.
Yeah.
So what are you guys reporting on today?
This. You. Yeah. Congratulations. You're the news.
Yeah, your proposal is now our top story.
Yeah. More at 11.
We'll discuss.
Yeah, we're chatting with a few different folks about some of the wonderful activities here in Golden Gate Park that you can participate in. There are so many different ways to get involved with the park, more than just meets the guy. So we're going to be chatting with two pros about that a little bit later today.
How many activities do you think there are in a park that you can do? Like things that you can sign up for and go to and say, I want to learn this new skill. How many do you think there are?
I've done them all, so I know it's 117.
What?
No. So scheduled or unscheduled, sort of
both.
Formal or informal?
Formal enough that you can find it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have, so skating place has become a big thing for our family.
Start off at one.
You have Blue Playground right next to it.
Two.
Sometimes we'll go to Corette Playground.
Three.
Yeah, we'll go three there.
We climb on all the statues.
Oh, four.
A resounding four.
All the old statues, the Rec and Park Department has taken the position that kids should not climb on these particular ones.
Oh, man, missed opportunity.
I'll go four and a half.
This is supposed to be a place for children, and they're right there for the climbing, so it's confusing. Botanical Garden, of course.
Five and a half.
Japanese Tea Garden. There's an oak forest here, which with great climbing.
Seven.
There's, of course, the promenade. This area for lounging. There's this little grove right here. We haven't gone in there.
The grove's nice.
Morning.
There used to be a casino up there.
Where?
In that grove.
It's sort of an unregistered casino?
No, this was how the park was making money in the 1800s when this was just a big old sand dune. They put a casino in there.
I did not know that.
Bring it back, you cowards! The children are clamoring for a casino in the park.
They really are.
The kids won't stop talking about it.
They won't stop talking about blackjack.
You can't start them too early.
Okay, well, I think we reached 7.5, maybe 8.
I'm going to go with 10. I think he gave us 10 really good activities.
10 activities. We will report back with how many there are. I genuinely have no idea.
We'll find out soon.
They need to work on. I think there need to be more food options.
Ooh.
Annie's Hot Dogs is very valuable, and they're everywhere. They brought a few food trucks out here, but I run into tourists, for instance, who will come up to you and say, "Do you know where you can get some food?"
Yeah.
And they're sort of surprised that, like, you know, you have to walk like a half mile to get a coffee. So I think we should spread a few more kiosks out. I'm not a big fan of the trucks with the you know, the engine's running and
sure.
They add noise and pollution, but some friendly kiosks would be good.
But add a kitchen to the casino is what I'm hearing.
I like this. I'm on board with this one, too. We'll ask people today. We'll see if we can get some more food options out here for you.
Ask about what they want for food options.
All right.
Well, thanks for stopping by, hanging out with us. I'm excited to see this video.
Morning.
Yeah. And we will report back with how many activities there are.
We'll let you know.
You can get all 117.
Fingers crossed.
So confident.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Hey, give us one more bell ring before you go.
There you go.
Beautiful.
That's so good.
Absolutely.
That's so good.
Through the day, guys.
See
all right.
Ya.
All right. See ya.
Excellent.
So many friendly faces.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, there are a lot of friendly folks out here this morning.
Yeah.
It's Golden Gate Park. You know, this is very much the spot where people just go just to exist, just to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for, you know, maybe, I don't know how long, but I used to just call Dolores San Francisco's living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I think that's shifted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's the promenade.
Or we're just getting older. just say.
LOL sob.
I mean, I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. Pretty soon, I guess, what's the next iteration? Like another 10 years from now, what will the center of the city be for us in regards to parks?
It's either McLaren or the Presidio. One or the other.
Yeah, yeah, I see that too. Morning.
A good morning also goes out to Jeff.
Hey, Jeff Potzinger.
Yeah.
Is that who it is? Yes. Yep. Excellent.
Jeff, thanks for hanging out with us. Sends us in a great shot of the sunrise. He also last night was reminding us and warning us about the mosquitoes. We did not find any out here today, thankfully.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. Remember there was mosquitoes out here last time we were here?
That's right.
Too many of them.
Jeff is right.
Yeah.
Hello also goes out to Soldrew.
Hello.
Soldrew hanging out, sipping some coffee on this fine Thursday morning, starting it off with a nice Pantone mug.
Nice.
You love to see it?
You really do. What a beauty.
Oh, and a great message out here from Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie Deppa. Good morning, Rollover Easy. We've been enjoying the return of baseball season, lounging in the sun, beautiful blooms, and those late sunsets in the sunset. So nice.
So nice indeed.
I think Stephanie's got the right idea. Get outside, enjoy the late sunsets. And baseball season, it's back.
Oh, yeah. I was down by the ballpark just the other day because they opened up a new park down there.
Okay, so what's going on? There's like a lot happening down at the ballpark these days. Where is this new park?
So right across McCovey Cove.
Wait, digital or physical park? Physical park?
Okay. Physical park.
Okay, I just got to check.
Like you can touch the grass.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Like so right across McCovey Cove, you know where they've been doing all that construction the last couple of years?
Yeah.
Well, now that construction is fronting a beautiful new park.
Ooh.
Like a big grassy lawn overlooking the Bay Bridge, the ballpark itself. It's all right there.
I like it. What's the name of the park?
China Basin Park.
Cool.
Do not call it Mission Rock Park. They don't like that.
No?
China Basin Park.
China Basin Park in China Basin.
Yeah. The Blue Greenway and the Bay Trail go through there, and they take this kind of winding path around it. It's really nice.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I like a good winding path.
Yeah, it's a good one. So get on down there to China Basin Park, San Francisco's newest park and open space.
Did they add, did I read correctly in the Chronicle, they added a new entrance to the ballpark this year?
I don't know. Where would they add a new entrance?
I don't know. That's what I was curious about.
Huh. You know what they did do is, you know, on the back where the free space is, they have, and there's like the, I think they call it the Gotham Club or something.
Yeah.
That's right next to it.
Which is, so you got the most exclusive and the most non-exclusive right next to each other.
It's,
I like it.
It's beautiful. It's, yeah, it's a sign really like of what it. Makes that ballpark great.
Exactly.
So what they've done this year is they've brought the, they've opened up the gates to the exclusive club and kind of made like a bay window for those. So they kind of spill out onto that pathway. It's really nice, actually. It makes it like more dynamic. It doesn't seem like this fancy club is behind like these metal bars. It's not a, it's not a club in jail. It's a club that is like a part of the waterfront now.
I love it.
Yeah. I signed up. I
for the Gotham Club?
I put my whole salary in there. just had to do it.
You got to get to a game. I think that's what it costs. I actually don't know the cost of the Gotham Club, but I would love to go check it out at some point.
I'm sure at some point we'll have to broadcast from the new park, and maybe then we can ask them.
Every year we talk about doing shows where they're just guests with a view, where we talk about wanting to go and do a broadcast from the park. I keep calling it AT&T Park.
That's excused. You can call it AT&T Park.
I'm very sorry. Pac Bell Park.
Pac Bell's the most acceptable.
Oh, goodness. Well, that sounds like a great way to start a Thursday.
Can I hit you with another great way to start a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all the Bay Area writers I follow are also noticing that it's spring and are putting the feeling of spring into words in a way that us mere mortals don't normally get to.
Totally.
Can I hit you with some Robin Sloan comments on spring fresh from the East
Bay?
Please. Spring has come to the San Francisco Bay Area. Rain falls in weird, sudden spurts. The clouds tower above the hills, glowing, preposterous. On the street, botanical designs are overmatched by feral upwellings. Is it still a weed if it's 6 feet tall and beautiful? Every living thing is doing great, or at least better than it was a month ago.
That's so lovely.
Robin Sloan.
Robin, nailed it.
Robin's newsletter is a great one if you're looking for a good newsletter.
Morning. That is a really lovely way of saying it. And I do wonder that about some weeds. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're big enough. Maybe mm-hmm. you're just a thing now.
Yeah. Similar thought was shared by Alexis Madrigal, host of KQD's Forum, who is coincidentally was Robin's studio mate for a long time and also has a good newsletter. His newsletter this week was saying that the colors that you find in the California poppy, that orange, cannot be replicated on your screen. Your camera cannot take a picture of how beautiful a poppy is. All the technology in the world is in your pocket, and it cannot capture the majesty of a poppy growing from a crack in the sidewalk. How That's amazing incredible.
Is that? I love it.
It's so good. It's so good.
You got to see him to believe him.
You got to see him to believe him. The California poppy.
Speaking of colors, it's looking beautiful over here this morning at the Conservatory of Flowers, brought to you by the Conservancy. A lot of great colors out this morning.
Yeah.
Last couple of days, everything that's been kind of chilling out and hibernating and waiting for that sun has woken up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's this Thursday morning is sort of the height of it all.
That it is, yeah. Our friend with the coffee mug is coming back now, too. Just like a total pro.
Just walking up and down the promenade with the coffee mug. No yeah. cell phone. Just chilling. Just enjoying life.
Yeah, just listening to something, you know.
Morning.
Give him a wave.
Oh, goodness. Again, 415-578-0555 is the number to text in or call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Who else is hanging out with us this morning?
All sorts of folks, I think.
Do you think that we've got a Lisa Mon tweet coming in?
I would hope so.
Okay, I got one for you here. Gorgeous day, Rollover Easy. Tea for two amid B-Hutch art with our fave news broadcasters. Yes, you are journalists. Love SF Parks and being outside, dining al fresco when the weather cooperates. And sends us in, unsurprisingly, a beautiful B-Hutch shot.
Nice.
Yeah. B-Hutch is also capturing colors that your phone can't get.
That's true. Accurate statement.
And Paul Valdez is hanging out with us as well. Says, Hello. Good morning, Rollover Z, with coffee eclipse in totality.
Love it.
Yeah, so nice.
Did you get a glimpse of the eclipse, whether on a screen or IRL?
On a screen. Yeah, I did. I sent out a calendar invite to a couple of folks for the 2045 eclipse, August 12th, 2045. It's going to be in the Redwoods.
What?
Northern California.
Really?
Yeah.
Make your reservations now.
Just 21 years from now.
I love it.
It'll be time.
I can do that. I can wait that long for another eclipse.
Yeah.
My favorite part about the eclipse was hearing the reaction videos on the news of people that were seeing it and just losing their minds, shouting at how beautiful it was. So encouraging.
Have you ever seen an eclipse in totality?
I don't think I've seen one in totality. No, when I was a child, I remember seeing a really good one when I was maybe in summer school, but not a totality eclipse. Yeah. But it was a serious eclipse.
I have not seen one either, and I'm desperate to wait till 2045. Oh, they're doing even more edging out here.
This is really something.
Oh, my God.
San Francisco, get on down to Golden Gate Park. Get down to the promenade. It's like, you know, it's like the promenade right now just had a really nice haircut and then a really good beard trim and then, like, some sort of scrub with some sort of exfoliating something. It's looking very fresh down here this morning. Very, very beautiful.
Very beautiful indeed.
Hello also goes out to you, professional theremin player, KT on violin. Good morning, Sandy Franny. Bad Bronny enjoyed his first date night in Oakland at LeBrandon Square. Once that ferry from Alameda is running, we'll be by a lot more!
What's the new ferry from Alameda?
There's going to be a little ferry. I think it's just going to go back and forth from Alameda to Oakland.
Oh, nice.
Just a quick little one. Just like, yeah, I got to get across.
Just like a jaunt ferry.
Totally. Yeah. Very small. Similar to the Treasure Island.
Wow. Are those electric rollerblades?
Somebody just went by an electric rollerblades.
Holy.
That's exactly what that looked like to me.
Wow.
Incredible.
That was cool.
I love it.
They were quiet, too.
Well, they're from the future.
That is the future right there.
Oh, goodness, bunch of runners. Hey, good morning. whole squad.
I like that they don't turn around, but they all gave the wave over the shoulder.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, we were looking at you earlier. Now you're looking at us. You see that we're waving, and we know that you're waving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning.
A good morning also goes out to Jessica Christian.
Hello!
Says that she's listening in while researching some very San Francisco stories that are coming up.
Ooh.
She also had one the other day where the Chronicle literally sent her out chasing waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls unless you're Jessica Christian. That's how that song goes.
I remember it now. I hadn't heard it in a number of years. That really brings back strong memories.
Exactly the lyrics.
No finer photos are taken than that from the hand of Jessica, the hand and mind of Jessica. Chronicle in San Francisco, we're lucky to have her dedicating her time, effort, and energy towards bringing us photos that might not be capturable on camera, like the color of a poppy, but capture the imagination and spirit of San Francisco with a simple click.
If anyone could capture the true color of a poppy, it'd be Jessica.
Totally.
Right?
I would agree with that. Yeah, somehow they're like, we don't know how this is possible, but it worked. We made
this,
it happen.
This is a part of the light that doesn't show up in cameras, except for Jessica's camera.
Morning. Is it that it doesn't show up in cameras? Or my guess was that the range of color was outside what a display can broadcast.
That sounds a lot more official than what my pea-sized brain could comprehend when I read that.
Yeah, well, I don't know which side of the equation it's on. Is it on the capturing? Is it on the displaying?
I think it's on the displaying.
Yeah.
I'll send you the newsletter.
I would love to. I'm going to hit that subscribe.
Can you imagine Michael Krasny having a newsletter about gardens? Because that's what we're getting.
Dog with the ball. Dog with the ball.
Oh, hey, pup.
Hey, pup. Dog's on leash. That dog wants us to throw that ball toward them.
I would throw the ball for that dog.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
How's
hey,
it going?
How are you?
What's happening here?
We're live on the radio. We're hanging out for a couple hours, just waking up San Francisco in a nice, optimistic way.
Oh, that's so nice.
Chatting with some park pros. What are you doing in the park this morning?
I walk the park every single morning, starting at about 6 a.m., and I go the entire distance to Ocean Beach and back.
Every day?
Beautiful.
Every day, yeah.
Wow.
I have a stressful job, so... keeps my head level.
Does today's warm weather rank towards the top of what you're looking for
it
on a nice day?
It does. I'm a little overdressed in a sweatshirt. Yeah. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thank
high five.
You.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
You even got a high five
high
on
five.
That one.
Hey, high five. And then the next guy running, I just lifted my hand and he gave me a high five too. Golden Gate Park, y'all. The promenade is just absolutely where it's at if you want to engage with community in San Francisco.
Can I tell you a high five anecdote that is truly lost to time?
Please.
I had a memory the other day of riding my bicycle down Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
When you could still find a lot of people on Market Street.
Sure.
And they were hailing cabs.
Oh.
And stealing high fives
oh.
from them.
Oh, I miss that. I have not thought about that in a long time. But totally.
I don't know why it stuck in my head, but someone would put their hand up to hail
yep.
a cab
yep.
and you'd be biking by them at just the perfect time and you would reach out and your hands would touch in a way that just made the stars align and hopefully made them tell the story over dinner that night.
I probably did that a couple dozen times and a couple dozen times like enjoyed it. You know, not hard, just a gentle high five. Just like you, thanks for the encouragement as I'm going down Market. Appreciate you. Oh, goodness. And Parker, hello, Parker.
Hello.
Parker says, good morning, Rollover Easy. What's making me happy is that this week was California Henge, where the sunrise lines up perfectly with California streets. It's beautiful and sends in a great thread about it.
Mm, I love it. I haven't been out there for California Henge, but I am excited to. Hey, right now we are going to call our first guest of the day to talk about a garden and a garden party. Here's the number for you, Sequoia.
Okay. Here, just give me, it'll take me about 30 seconds to kind of get things set up over here.
That's great. While you are setting it up, it'll give me time to add a little context. So, this Friday, if you are looking for something to do, join a dance party at Soma Arts. It's going to raise money for their garden, which is currently undergoing renovation, and also for the organization at large. Yes. We're going to give a call to Maria Jensen, who is the executive director of Soma Arts, to hear from her about the party.
Nice. Getting to chat with the boss.
Yeah. Maria is a powerhouse of an executive director. She's on that same level of Yen Sing over there at Family Connections.
Woo! Two of the best.
Two of the best. All right. So we're going to give Maria a call here. It is Nature Month here on the show, so why would we not talk about a garden dance party?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I just had a coffee disaster happen, but other than that, I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, no.
A coffee disaster?
I mean, you know, I have this, like, wild, rambunctious dog, and I was walking down the stairs carrying this cup of coffee, you know, in anticipation of this call. And she gets kind of underneath my foot, and we both kind of fall. Neither of us are injured, but I don't have any coffee to have during this session, I'm afraid.
The real question is, are you wearing the coffee, or is the dog wearing the coffee?
I will change my shirt when I'm done speaking with you.
Oh,
God. Oh, no.
The sacrifices that people make for radio. Maria, you're a pro.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it's such a joy to be able to speak with you both this morning.
Yeah, we were just telling our listeners that, you know, it's Nature Month here on the show. So talking about a garden dance party seems very fitting. And we're so excited for the party this Friday. Tell us about it. What's going to happen?
You know, we're excited about it, too. It's also in celebration of 415, which is coming up. So we have a very interesting name of our event, too. It's called Homies and Homos.
Ooh.
And it is a dance party. I know. And in the true Soma Arts spirit. But it's this Friday. It's April 12th, 7 to 11. And what's really cool about it is it's an all-ages intergenerational celebration. And we're raising funds for the Soma Arts Renee Yanez Legacy Fund. And this fund supports artist fees for emerging and mid-career artists, as well as the renovation of the garden that Renee so lovingly tended to. And we recently had a driveway project that ripped out half of the garden. So sad to see trees and plants going, but we really needed to have this work done. So this project is to support the restoration. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be absolutely insane, because we have Persia is going to be our host, and we have Honey Mahogany is going to stop by and give a very inspirational speech. We've got this crazy mini bus that's going to be fully activated, and people can hang out inside the bus. There's music. You can just chill, have a drink. Yeah, there's just a lot going on. I could go on and on and on and on.
I love it. Tell us more. What are you most excited about?
Yeah, all of those sound like fantastic ways to spend a night and supporting a great cause. I love it.
I mean, there's so much. I wish I mean, there's, you know, have you heard of the Great Tortilla Conspiracy?
I have not heard of the Great Tortilla Conspiracy. Tell us.
Well, this is an art project. I think you can call it that. It's with tortillas, but it's originally started by Renee Yanez, and now his son, Rio, is now taking that project over. And so what it is that this group has a stack of tortillas, and they imprint them, you know, using heat, of course, with impressions of images of people or political causes, stuff like that. So it's the Great Tortilla Conspiracy. They're going to be there. this Muni bus is almost the reason to go to this event.
Agreed.
It is incredible. I don't even know how to describe it, except I want to own it and possibly live in it and drive around the country in it. Like, I want to do a road trip with this bus. I mean, I think it would just bring so much joy to people.
Yeah, the bus is really hard to describe without seeing it. You're right. For that alone, it's a reason to go.
Is the bus from a prior exhibit as well?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear you.
Is the bus from a prior exhibit at Soma Arts?
Yes. I mean, we did have a whole exhibit, and it was called Muni Raise Me.
Yeah.
And so we had these three really cool curators who are also educators as well. We were working with them on a curatorial project, and one day I get a text from the gallery director, and she's like, hey, do you think, oh, first of all, it was like, do you know a place where we could park a full-size Muni bus? It was just a random text. And I'm in a meeting, and I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm kind of like, is this meant for somebody else? And then she's like, the next text, I didn't even answer that one. Then the next one was like, do you think we could get a Muni bus down our driveway? And then I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then like another text was like, do you think we could get a Muni bus in the gallery?
I love that progression.
I was like, wait. I was like, what the hell is this? And so we were able to get this bus into the space. And so these curators, this was an add-on to this exhibit. So this was a late add. It was not originally part of the original proposal. It happened literally only a week before we were opening. And so they came into the great fortune of getting this Muni bus, and then they completely tricked it out. You know, it's carpeted inside. It's got incredible, like, almost, like, murals inside. It's just the bomb. It's kind of like something you would imagine at Burning Man, honestly. I want to say way cooler, so if there are burners out there, don't be offended. But...
I will co-sign this vision and say this bus is as cool as it gets. I also love the fact that we were able to put a bus inside the gallery and still hold a very big party around it. If that gives you a sense of scale of Soma Art. So
I can't wait. What's the way to get tickets to the event, or is it still available to get tickets?
Yes, tickets are available. I mean, one of the easiest things I can tell people to do is just go to somaarts.org, somarts.org, and it's on our landing page, and it'll take you right to Eventbrite, and you can buy tickets there. So there are still tickets available.
Love it.
I love it. And the money goes to supporting emerging and mid-career artists and the rebirth of this garden, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was really difficult for us to see this garden, half of it being, you know, taken out for the demo project because it was like lush, you know, bamboo, and we had a couple of fruit trees, you know, quite unusual to have a garden, especially where we are located, which is kind of underneath the 101 freeway just slightly. And in you know, very, very urban reality. So it was really nice to have this slice of greenery. So we're going to have to restore it, but we have a very big, beautiful new event pad because of this driveway. So I'm excited to show it off to people, as well as focus on raising funds for the garden restoration. And always we like to support our local, you know, emerging and mid-career artists. And Renee was such a beloved curator and community organizer and activist that we just want to continue honoring his legacy. And he's the reason why I got hired at Soma Arts. Nobody else knows that story, but if it wasn't for Renee, I had an interview with the board and people who work there, and they said, oh, but the last person you need to meet with before we can make a decision is Renee Yanez. And I was panicked because he's legendary. And I just remember sitting in this like small, you know, the nondescript room with this, you know, legend sitting there, and who would take so much time to ask a question. There were these long pauses. I felt like I was in a Quentin Tarantino movie and something radical is about to happen to me at any moment. But yeah, so Renee is someone who lives in my heart and soul, like literally every single day.
Beautiful.
Hmm. And I love that a dance party is the best way to honor him and help restore and regrow the garden. It just sounds like a win all around. Maria, thank you. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We will be there. We will be dancing.
With bells on.
With bells. Yeah. What's our attire? How should we dress for this dance party?
You know, bells are awesome, but I would say, you know, it's in honor of 415 day, right? So be very Bay Area, whatever that means to you. It could be, you know, like a onesie with bunnies all over it and, you know, wearing a crown and some like really cool sneakers. You know, that's a look, you know, so just throw on whatever you are inspired to wear, whatever person you want to be that night. It's all good.
Oh, well, absolutely love it. Get your dancing shoes on. Attend the event. Have a great time. Go to a great cause. And I got to see that bus. I believe you, but I also don't believe you. It sounds too incredible. I'm very excited to see it.
Well, you've got to see the bus. If you miss seeing the bus, I really feel for you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to change. It literally, I think after seeing that bus, I feel like it's changed my life in some weird way I can't explain. So if you're looking for a life-changing moment or just like wanting to have a great time and a life-changing moment, you got to check out the bus.
Can't wait. Maria, thanks again for joining us. I hope that you get a fresh change of clothes and a cup of coffee that the dog does not get to. And we'll see you on Friday at Soma Arts.
Well, thank you both very much for this time. And yeah, I'll see you Friday.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
This sounds like that's going to be a party.
It is going to be a party. I'll be there with my dance. I don't know if I'm going to wear my bunny onesie.
Yeah, do you have a bunny onesie?
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
I have a penguin onesie. But no bunny onesie.
No bunny onesie yet. Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah.
But other than that, show up. Go to somaarts.org and pick up some tickets.
Yeah. Homies and Homos. Great name for a dance party.
It is a fun one.
Yeah. I like an all-ages dance party, too.
Totally. It's like, hi, would you like to dance? We got a spot for you.
Speaking of having a spot for you, come on down to the promenade right now. It's too nice.
It's really, really gorgeous. A lot of cyclists now. We're seeing some more people take photos of a dog by the Conservatory of Flowers. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
As people are kicking off their Thursdays. You get kind of the nice mix of like the kind of semi-pro cyclist in the spandex and the jacket, and, you know, coming back from Hawk Hill maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the commuter on the jump bike or on the Lyft bike right now.
Mm-hmm.
You get the parent that's on the electric bike with the kids' helmets in the back, maybe post drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Got the walkers. You got the individual earlier who just walks at the ocean every morning because they have a stressful job.
Wow, give that person a break. Come on, stressful job. Give them a day off today.
And to 2024, I want them just to be able to walk to 19th and be okay. like just reduce that by half.
It says a lot about the park, though, that if you have an extremely stressful job, just walking, putting one foot in front of the other from here to the ocean is the way to sustain yourself.
Absolutely. Hello goes out to Burrito Justice this morning. Sends in a beautiful shot of some San Francisco pools. You love to see it. And I think that is at Sava, S-A-V-A. You know Sava? Oh, yes.
Oh, Goldberg. Goldberg just showed up.
Party's here.
You can come on.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta get chairs because you guys didn't bring any.
We did not bring you chairs, yeah. All right, they're going to drag some chairs over. Fatal flaw on our part.
You know, we could, they're just going to grab some from over there, right?
Yeah, grab some of the yellow boys.
Yeah, yeah. They can set their bags down, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool. They got it.
They got it.
They're the pros.
They're professionals, yeah.
Jeff also says, some possibly lesser-known Golden Gate Park activities to ask your guests about. Tell me how many of these you know. Horseshoes. Fly casting.
Mm-hmm.
Amateur rocket building. Archery. Dressage. And pentak.
Like half of those blew my mind. Amateur rocket building?
I made that one up. With the rest, Jeff put in this toot to us. There's a lot of Golden Gate Park activities.
Horseshoe courts are one of the most underrated parts of the entire park, by the way.
Absolutely.
Get out to the horseshoe courts.
Hello! Hello, goes out to Luke Bornheimer. Luke says, my baby bird wants to say hi this morning while eating breakfast. And shout out to Mellon, M-E-L-L-E-N, or as you might know her, Molly Ellen Hayden, for the placemat. Sounds like a great placemat around designing your own cable car livery.
Good morning, Molly. Good morning, Luke.
Yeah, Luke was out at the Bloom Shaboom the other week.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to hang out with him and his family.
Yeah. Good morning, Olivia, as well. Thanks
morning,
for
everyone.
Us.
Everyone hanging out this morning. Hey, good morning.
Morning. All right. You know, as two yellow chairs begin to emerge, I was thinking
morning.
Just earlier, I was like, I didn't bring two extra chairs, but the promenade provides.
Yeah, but maybe you have a handkerchief or something.
I got a jacket that we can use to wipe it off, yeah.
Yeah, I brought accessories.
Wow.
Excellent. Show and
tell. Oh, you okay.
Accessories. Nice.
All right. Wow. Okay. They're getting one more chair. Yeah. Feel free to set your bag down.
Yeah. Take all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're just chilling. We're just sitting in the park.
We're just
hanging out. Like we're not. What a great way to start the morning. Oh goodness. It feels like there are more people heading eastbound than westbound.
Yeah.
This morning, but the number of people heading out west, it's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff sends us in a picture of this bus that Maria was just telling us about.
Ooh.
It says, wow, it's not just an ex-Muni bus in a gallery, but it is a, all caps, highly decorated Muni bus. Now I want all Muni buses to be decorated. And then says, cue Sequoia saying, you cowards.
You cowards. Decorate the Muni buses. The people, they want it. You know they want it. You know what the right thing is to do here. Just do it. Decorate the buses.
Oh, man, several people are all about this. Mac is talking about it as well. Says the bus has been sleeping at the Woods Yard. If you want to see it in the wild. Mac, does that mean you can drive it? Like, what if that bus just showed up on the route?
I would love that. I would love that. That would be a total joy to have the Muni Raise Me bus just kind of pick you up, take you to work, drop you off, maybe pick you up at the end of a long day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that guy just went by in a sweatshirt that says, Moon Collective, a secret society of digital traders.
I like it.
What does that mean?
You know, it's funny. He circled just behind us. Like, he walked up and then went around us and then turned around.
Are you saying he orbited us like a moon?
He did. Not so secret now, is it?
What's up,
hello.
Y'all?
Oh, yeah, mug twins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot your mug. I got to write that down. I have the Early Bergs mug as well.
Ooh, all right. Should we hop into a jam real quick as we get ourselves settled with our guests?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. I'll get a jam. Oh, yeah, set stuff on. Whatever.
Yeah, just get cozy here with us.
Yeah. Here, I'll take it.
All right.
Give us a tweet.
San Francisco, as Sequoia is pulling up a jam, open a window. Step outside your front door. Take a big stretch because today is going to be the most beautiful day for at least a week. So do what you need to do to prepare to get outside.
Yeah, all right. And take off your sunglasses. That'd be my other bit of advice.
the middle of the night, in the middle of the day. I don't want to think about things I don't want to think about in the middle of the night. I don't want to think about it, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to take off my sunglasses. And everybody's unworthy, and everybody loves everybody else, and everybody takes off their sunglasses. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, I don't want to fall into the pattern.
Now you're off.
Now you're live.
Is that the bridge?
Wow.
Whoa. I kind of forget because I haven't heard it in so long.
I haven't seen it in so long. It's been nice, but I missed it.
The bridge?
Fog.
The fog.
Yeah.
A week without fog has been
foggy lately.
It's been kind of nice. I have one set of headphones if you want. If one of you wants to use a set of headphones.
Ooh.
No headphones?
I don't need to hear myself.
Same. As the early bird pours some coffee, we are here in beautiful Golden Gate Park on the promenade this morning. Again, individuals going east and west as their Thursdays start off, whether towards the ocean and the edge of the continent or towards downtown for a meeting to kick off the day. And we're joined by just two ambassadors of the park, two ambassadors of joy, two ambassadors of San Francisco, fun, activities, sunshine, and donuts.
Gosh, couldn't describe us better.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vanessa, hello to you two.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ooh, thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling Vanessa, like, I'm not a morning person. But then you get on your bike in the morning, you ride around, and you're like, oh, unfortunately, that was really nice.
Maybe I am a morning person.
I mean, I don't think anyone is a morning person until they get out the door. And once you get out the door enough, you're like, the mornings are great.
Yeah.
San Francisco is a quiet morning place, too.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you have the city to yourself and some, well, not here.
Okay.
People are here.
I know this. You guys are going to ask us questions, but okay, I woke up this morning and I was like,
correct.
And I was like, roll over easy. Is that one of those before and after things, you know, in Wheel of Fortune? Like roll over, but then also over easy. Was that on purpose?
It would be before and after. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a portmanteau is the proper name for that.
No, that's not it.
No?
Portmanteau is like a word.
A word.
Yeah,
like
a word.
Oh, but because it's three words, it's not a portmanteau?
They're correct. Like
a three it's a before and after on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Okay.
A portmanteau is something like when you, I'm going to make one up, like when you combine like.
Do it. Do it.
Like, do it.
Like,
hit us.
Like fun promenade is like fun and odd.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Greetings from the fun and odd.
That's what we call it.
Yeah. We've been calling it that all morning.
We should petition for a rename.
Yeah.
Look, I know we just got here, but we got to talk about the name.
I know we have problem on the problem, but then we have tapenade on the fun and odd.
Tapenade on the fun and odd. I'm in. I'm Mars. Yeah. Free that day.
We haven't had coffee yet. This is great.
Let's have a sip of coffee.
Let's take a sip.
Let's do this. Count of three. One, two, and. Whew, that's hot coffee.
Yeah, still hot. Still very hot.
Ah, goodness.
Okay, my dog is about to revolt if I don't give him a donut hole.
Oh, yeah, you brought donuts for us. Thank you for that. Gulper. Donut sounds for the dog.
Gulper's a quiet eater.
It's a prey instinct, I think.
Mm,
or, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want other dogs knowing that he has donuts.
That's me too, but a bag of chips late at night trying to eat it very quietly.
That's the most dangerous thing you could eat late at night.
Bag of chips, absolutely.
A PSA for all people in San Francisco, the the blueberry donuts at Bob's are the best, and you should get them.
Bold take.
I mean, like, as like it's a complete breakfast item. You have blueberries and bread.
Checks all the boxes. Blueberries.
What more do you need?
Bread.
This actually leads us into our first question. As you can tell, we're very, very serious journalists. You can tell by the tuxedos we're wearing.
I'm wearing a cummerbund.
Yeah, underdressed.
Yeah, the cummerbund really it does
Thank
something
you.
For you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely take one. So what's going on?
We got two raised crumb, which are also some of the best donuts in the city.
I like the raised crumb. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. I got two of them because I thought you guys like to match.
You want to split one of these in half?
No. I want my own.
And then I got old-fashioned maple because that one is the most sugar.
Mm. Holy
and
moly.
Then I got sprinkle because you always have to one sprinkle in a box. It's just the rules of donuts.
And we don't make them.
Mm-hmm. And then lots of holes and the blueberry. Goldberg, you cannot have more. I know, buddy.
Oh, that's so good.
That's really, really delicious. Mm.
Okay, so talk to us about your favorite breakfast spot in town. It's a beautiful day. You're surrounded by the people you love. There's no lines. There's no agenda. Where are you going to breakfast?
Oh, man. Eddie's on DeViz.
Mm. Great call. Mm.
Classic.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what are you thinking?
Sweet Glory on Larkin.
Whoa, what's Ooh, that?
Yeah, what's
they
sweet?
Have a great... It's between Ellis and O'Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And they have Ritual Coffee that they serve there and an avocado toast, which is wonderful. And they used to have salmon on it, smoked salmon on the avocado toast. And they may still, I don't know, it goes off and on. It comes and goes. And it also comes with a side salad, so it's nutritious too.
Mm.
I love it.
That checks a lot of boxes.
It's super yum.
What's the name of it again?
Sweet Glory.
I love it. Sweet Glory.
Nice.
I'm going there for breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone recently took the John Law breakfast recommendation and sent me a picture from there, and I was just so delighted. And that's in your neck of the woods as well.
Ah,
I think it's Owls, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get on down there.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
There's so many places to explore. So much good food. In the Tenderloin.
I feel like we've been getting breakfast recommendations on the show for 10 years, and we've still barely scratched the surface.
Totally.
I feel like you all should put out a little zine, like Rollover Easy's places to roll over easy.
Mm. It's a good idea. A thing that we do really well as a broadcasting duo is lose money on endeavors. So we could probably swing it.
Yeah.
We could probably swing to lose some more money on doing
that
thing.
Yeah, I feel that, and
just because it's joyful.
Yeah. That and then. One might argue, are you losing money if you're bringing joy?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it. Yeah, the zines, it's out of our wheelhouse as we joke that we have faces for radio, or I've got a face for radio, as they say. Ooh, that is a very old radio joke right there. Nobody got that?
No.
Yelling Baba Booey into
it.
A microphone?
Yeah.
Very old. That's how you can tell someone's like a radio nerd, I feel like.
Amazing.
One of the ways. But no, I love the zine idea. What else would go in your breakfast zines?
Oh. Oh, God. I opened that up for us. Sorry.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Hard-hitting journalism here as I'm eating a donut. It's incredibly good.
Let's, so like, good. Your favorite mug, a photo, like, a little drawing of your favorite mug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, like a crossword puzzle, because obviously you do a crossword puzzle over breakfast.
Obviously.
But you can't give away the answers.
Even, how do I do it?
Crossword puzzle is a great one.
And maybe like a, what is it called when it's a word search? A word search? Like a little game. A little
connections.
Game.
Word New York
search
time.
Is my morning speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crossword puzzle, not so much. I'm not fully ready.
Yeah.
Sudoku?
I'm with you.
No, yeah. I don't want numbers earlier than...
Keep those numbers away from my eggs.
I couldn't tell you when I would want numbers.
Rarely.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about when I want numbers, and I really never. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. It's your fantasy zine.
You well, obviously want... Goldberg should be in it.
Oh, yeah, but his Dogs. Is... It's just like a... It's just like a... What... Like, oh, yeah, I guess like... Three different reactions to morning. One is a dog being like, oh, I gotta get out, like, get me out. Another, or just two. And the other is Goldberg just being like, I would love to be in bed until never getting up from bed forever. Yeah.
One Rollover Easy thing that we almost have done, very close to it, is a Pets of Rollover Easy calendar.
Yeah, yeah. Great thing to lose money on.
That
yeah.
is a good one.
Yeah. Just get everyone just pictures. Everyone's got great pets. Great put them in a calendar.
Yeah.
You need more than 12 months.
I've considered...
That's the problem, is that there's not a difference between the 12 and then the 365-day calendar.
It's
and
true.
I know some number of dogs between there and cats, but it's like, I don't know exactly what number that falls.
I was thinking of making Goldberg a 12-month calendar, you know, for all his fans, but I was like, would I get at least, you know, however many, what the printing minimum is?
My request is that you just make holiday cards for the summer, too, because they're so good to receive in the winter. Mm-hmm. If you could just do that in the summer, I'd enjoy it tremendously.
Whoa.
You just got a mosquito. Just
huge.
Wow.
See how big it is?
Yeah.
I think that's a mayfly.
Are the mosquitoes
it's
back?
Mosquito.
No, that's a mosquito. Oh, yeah.
Good thing I have a towel.
I think this
what?
Is my fault.
Damp.
I said something about not seeing the mosquitoes out here, which obviously brought them
you're
out.
So
this is on me. This is on me.
Vanessa, you've got a towel, and the towel looks like it's from Golden Gate Park.
It
not
is.
To just jump right into the interview or anything.
No,
but...
I was waiting for it because I was out of zine ideas.
What is that towel that you have?
And why do you have it?
So I bought this towel, but I also brought a bunch of souvenirs that we've acquired over our time doing activities in the park we could talk about. But most recently, I think it was the last activity we did.
We did, yeah.
We did a double day of archery followed by golf.
Whoa.
And the new golf center just opened, and they sell souvenirs and food and drinks, and it's amazing, and I got a towel.
I would say they sell souvenirs, but it's also like if you play golf, I think they're tools.
Yeah,
it's actually. Yeah.
to us,
they're souvenirs.
Yeah. To a golfer, it's like practical.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like tees and like little gloves and like little like balls and little things that are like, oh, 9 iron on the 5 green or whatever, you know?
Yep, 9 iron on the 5 green.
But... The golf center's great, even if you don't play golf.
And it just reopened post-fire from a number of years ago.
Okay, talk about the food.
Yeah, the best thing is they have a little grill there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so I went to the golf center. Okay, do not stare at the dog, Goldberg. I went
the dog's looking at dogs over here.
I went to the golf center, you know, prior to its makeover, and it used to have, like, a White Claw, a chip.
Totally.
All good. All needed.
The bag of chips is like already open when you got
right,
there.
Yeah. There are Utz from the 80s, you know, stuff like that. And then they got this fancy new center, and they have a grill there, like a flat top.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a hot dog, but what they do so well is the hot dog burger, which is a burger cut in half, put lengthwise on a hot dog with every accessory that you could think of. And for some reason, it's A, better than a burger, and B, I just appreciate that they're like, we're only buying one size of bun.
We're going to make it work for two types of sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I consider a sandwich, which is controversial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
And it's good. And so
it's
if,
really
like, you're on that side of the park and you're looking for a little, you know, treat, you get your hot dog burger, I believe.
Isn't it a burger dog?
I want
it's a burger dog.
Into
it's a burger
food
dog?
Item.
Hot dog burger? Someone fact check us. Go there.
It could be burger dog. It could be hot dog burger. It could be...
Is this a portmanteau?
It could be pig of the dog. I'm not sure. But it's like 10 or 12 bucks, and it's hard to find food on the west side of the park sometimes.
Yeah.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier. Yeah, not a lot of food going on in Golden Gate Park in general.
Yeah, someone came by and was asking for more food trucks. More food. It was Joseph, actually.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Morning.
Hello, hello.
Whole squad out running. You love to see it.
They gave us the wave earlier that was just like, they kept running, but they gave us the over-the-head wave.
Yeah, didn't even look back at us, but knew that we were waving.
I want to do that on my bike more, just one hand
out. It's like
out.
A little...
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so setting the stage for this a little bit, you two are on a mission to do every activity in the park. Is that correct?
Wow.
And that is a loose definition of activity?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, anything.
Can count.
Yeah.
Do you know what the total number is?
We have a spreadsheet.
We have a spreadsheet. I'll pull that out.
Yeah, are you in the letters yet?
No, not yet. We're in the 40s.
Yeah.
40s, okay.
Well, it's not going to go with letters because it's going down.
I didn't realize that after I said it. My mistake. Huh?
It's not fully comprehensive. We keep adding stuff
to
it as we learn about new things.
Yeah, so it started back in the... I can't remember how it started. More. It was back on the old days of the Twitter universe where we were both more active back then. And I was like, oh, I have a want to do frisbee golf. And I was like, would anyone do frisbee golf with me? And Vanessa was like, yeah, sure, why not? basically. And we picked up some frisbee discs. And
we're totally using the right terminology.
I probably should be better. I did do this.
I think frisbee golf, frisbee discs totally work.
Yeah, that,
like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what language is supposed to be. If you know what I'm saying, you know.
It's good
enough. Absolutely. Good enough. So we did that. And then afterwards, I was like, we should do more. And Vanessa's like, yeah, we should. And then I think the next one was horseback riding.
just full send.
Who started the spreadsheet?
It was a combination.
I think you did.
I,
because you titled it.
Oh,
Sarah and Vanessa do recreation.
Love it.
Yeah, you're doing recreation.
Yeah, yeah, not wrong.
Yeah. Let me pull up my phone because it's important for the listeners if they want to replicate this to know. And it's actually, I have it up on my, you know, little browser here, mm-hmm. and I never close the tab. Like, I will close other tabs. This lives, so I could fill it out.
Ah, oh, I love that.
So we've got.
By the way, I think you're delinquent on a couple active meetings.
Are you?
We'll
no, I caught up.
We got, yeah, we got time.
We can have
this is a working meeting. We're gonna type some things as well as talk.
Here we have the horizontal line. So we have activity,
Rose.
The date we tried on.
Uh huh.
Vanessa's fun rating 1 to 5. Sarah's fun rating 1 to 5. Which friends want to join us so we could plan for that?
Yeah.
Can you enjoy claws during it? White claws.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that row title? This is just.
Can you enjoy claws during it?
I love the verbosity. No questions as to what that column is all about.
No.
Would we do it again?
Ooh, that's good.
Is it dog friendly? Did any friends join? Did we make any friends? Is there follow-up or next steps? General notes / website.
And then we're going to add another column for injuries.
Oh, that's true. We do need to do that.
This is incredible.
And then the ones that we have on the list. Now, we haven't done all these, but these are all the ones we have on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Disc golf, driving range, horseback riding, casting and angling, model boats, handball, tennis, pickleball, archery, lawn bowling, paddle boating, velodrome, bocce, roller skating / blading, art class, ride the merry-go-round, longboarding. Vanessa has 2 boards, but wants to take them to a skate shop to be looked at before we use.
For safety.
Hence the injury call. Yeah.
Badminton, volleyball, racquetball, skating at the skate park. Watch men's soccer at Kezar Stadium. Watch women's soccer at Kezar Stadium. Watch a local high school game at Kezar Stadium. Horseshoeing, watch an old school baseball game. Ride slides at the Corret Park. Activities like yoga or meditation at the Botanical Garden. Visit Conservatory Flowers. Petanque, which is like French bocce. Ferris wheel with Goldberg. Tour of gardens, dells, and groves, like all of them. Okay.
Soccer, over a weekend.
Yeah. Soccer. Zumba in the park for some reason, which is separate.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, man. Put me down for friends.
Fly a kite, Lindy hop, golf lessons, Segway tour, Japanese tea garden, Segway bird watching, tour. Living room activities like ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff.
Like is that it?
That's all I have.
Then we got to add one more, which came up in the last week, which, okay, so I am delinquent, is adding the heron watching. There's like a...
I think that's separate from bird watching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there specific docet-led situation?
At Blue Heron
Blue
Light.
Blue Heron Light, yeah.
Can I hit you with another one to put on there, too?
Yeah.
I recently stumbled upon jazz at the Boathouse on weekends.
Evenings. Just like enjoying it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. No injuries, hopefully, for that one.
Community radio on the promenade.
Yep. Yeah. Sign
we'll
that
add
one
add
up.
Add yeah. yeah, we'll add that. Mm-hmm.
We do it again.
Yeah.
Speaking of community radio, very briefly, BFF.FM is supported by you. Become a bestie by going to BFF.FM/donate today.
You have a future in public radio with that.
We'll see.
I would say. It is public radio. It's
it
for the public.
It's for the public. Mm-hmm. It's for the community.
Oh,
it's
by
mostly
the way,
just my mom listening.
Congratulations to BFF.FM for acquiring a radio tower. That
yes!
thing is huge.
Wow.
Yeah. BFF.FM will soon be KBFN-LP for low power. Coming to you from the southeast corner of San Francisco, but broadcasting basically to the known universe.
It's true.
Can't wait for them to hear it in places.
Same.
Yeah.
We're going to take over City College and San Francisco State by storm.
Yeah.
The youth are going to be coming out for best frequencies forever.
I am curious how far you can hear it from. Like, will you be able to hear it right here?
That's my only goal, is to play BFF on a radio.
Could we, put a repeater somewhere?
Station Engineer 4 is typing right now.
Yeah.
And
it's an angry type.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so, but it's a good question. We back in the day built radios with Raspberry Pis, and then we got really afraid that mm-hmm. was going to get us in trouble, so nobody deployed them.
Fair. So we did disc golf in February of 2022, and I think...
We're playing the long game.
Yeah, when we first started, we were like, we're going to do this all in a year.
LOL.
Yeah.
That'd be like a substantial activity every 2.5 days.
Yeah.
We were going at a pretty good clip for a while.
Yeah.
And then life got in the way.
Like a random week would be like horseback riding, golf, and watching a soccer match.
Honestly, we did, it was a month ago. We did archery and the driving range in the same day.
That's pretty good.
That's a big day.
And then one time we did like one and three. We usually have like little spurts, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I read a few tweets and twos that have come in that relate to this?
Yes, please do.
Ian's all about the golf, which I love as well. Cool. Soldier suggests a 52-week Goldberg calendar. My mom says, loving your interview this morning with a heart emoji. Mac says, Muni and SF Beautiful have a collaboration called Art Bus, which replaces the ads inside the bus with poetry inspired by Muni art and guest artists. I think it's about the best as we'll get, as I understand that the bus wraps are rather expensive to make and apply. And Jonathan says, anyone have any ideas where to launch model rockets in the Bay Area? One of my kids just asked about it. I have some. I just need a launching spot. Huh. In Golden Gate Park, you think you could launch a rocket?
We can scope out the park and let them know.
I mean, just from like a aerodynamics perspective, you're going to want to avoid some coastal winds.
This feels like a perfect spot right here this morning.
But you got a lot of trees, so then like you're...
And people?
Yeah, and people.
How big is this rocket?
Yeah, I don't know much about model rockets.
Enough to put an injury column on the spreadsheet.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle of the polo fields.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
right
send
there.
A goose to space.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned the grill at the golf course as being like a surprise delight. Like, what other things have surprised you and tips have you picked up about the park in your travels?
Did we forget? Did I forget?
I'll take one stab and then you can share yours. I think the thing that surprised me the most is, and the thing that delighted me the most is that there's so many hobbies that people are super into and you can go all in on something in the park. And everywhere we've gone, we've had ambassadors who've welcomed us in and shown us the ropes and like invited us to come back and continue to hone that craft.
Cool.
And I love that. Yeah. Literally anything from fishing to maybe not as much horseback riding, although I think if we had, there's lessons you can do, but golf, archery, fishing, lawn bowling. Like it just the passion that people have and their willingness to share it with us has been super cool.
We already know that Golden Gate Park is the best park in the country, but this also might be the best park in the country for like these niche recreation things and these communities. And it's been here for a long time. It's not like a new thing. Like, we have the oldest municipal lawn bowling club in the United States. We have the biggest fishing and angling club in the United States.
Wow.
You guys are part
of the lawn bowling club now, right? Like, you joined.
We are official members. You know, if you're going through on the spreadsheet, the follow-up for us was we are joining.
You know, you talk about sort of community and people sort of embracing you. How's the friends column of these activities looking?
Yeah.
Have you made any friends during this process?
Our friendship has grown.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
We were acquaintances, not like... We were friendly, but now
You haven't taken somebody from one activity to another activity?
We've taken, one of my best friends, Lauren, who moved to the city during 2020, has joined us for a couple, and that was lovely. We've had other friends, like, especially now that we're lawn bowling members, we brought a lot of friends out to be like, learn the ways of the greens.
What does this say about our relationship with Sarah and Vanessa that we have not been invited lawn bowling yet?
Well, I think we need to start a spreadsheet and invite them.
Yeah. I think part of it is that you're both busy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, also, I have an alarm going off. It's 9 o'clock.
It is 9 o'clock.
Wake up!
Time to start the day. The lawn bowling is kind of the reason why we slowed down a little bit in 2022.
Yeah. Really?
We found lawn bowling and we're like, we're going to stick with this for a bit.
Yeah.
We love this.
Well, because lawn bowling is one of these things, again, they welcome you in, you have free lessons, and after the first lesson, if you like it, they're like, come to the second. And then after the second, if you're like, you like it, come to the third, where we teach you like the rules of the game. And they're like, hey, basically, unless you like are totally incapable of respecting the space, You're welcome to join. And we're like,
so cool.
We'll give you a key to the clubhouse in your own locker with your name on it in the middle of the park.
We had a third space in the middle of Golden Gate Park.
We've got a third space, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right, so now cool. Yours is storing some claws, I think, which I was thinking about. They might be kind of old. Do they get old?
No, claws last forever.
Yeah. So they do. Yeah. And again, you've got a spot that you has embraced you and has welcomed you and said, you're part of this community now. Come here and enjoy this. What a beautiful thing to have in the middle of a park.
Oh, yes. And also, okay, so when we were wanting to do lawn bowling, actually the reason, like, it was a little bit serendipitous in that we were like, oh, we want to do something this weekend. We weren't sure.
Love it.
See you, Devin.
We weren't sure what we wanted to do. And we were like, oh, what about lawn bowling? And I think this was kind of in the shoulder of coming back from COVID when, like, prior to COVID, they had like a schedule of when they would do the beginner lessons, but then after they weren't set yet. So I called a phone number online, left a like very rambly message about it, and then got a call back the same night from Ooh. Someone being like, "Oh, yeah, you're the person from Spokes and Folks. Yeah, we'll get you in tomorrow." And I was like, "Whoa, the fame coming in hot." And so I don't know if Andrew is listening today, but I know Andrew Keeler has listened before, and he's a friend of. You know, the general SF vibe. He's been at Muni Diaries, and
a friend of the general SF vibe.
He's also an excellent ambassador.
Yeah, he's an incredible ambassador, yeah.
And if you want to learn Mahjong, he also instructs.
Yeah, ooh. And he was going to teach us Patonk, too, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should phone that in.
Yeah.
What Andrew, did you call Patonk earlier? French
It's
something?
Like French bocce.
Yeah.
French bocce.
And bocce's Italian bocce. And lawn bowling is British bocce.
And throwing rocks at other rocks is just what we've been doing for a very long time as humans.
Yeah.
But now it's very sophisticated and expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what's fun
with... you get your own locker.
Shiny rocks now.
We get our own locker. We get these bowls that are very heavy. And they are weighted on a bias. So you have to... It takes
like
a little
curling.
Skill.
I like it.
Jeff Tudson says, I missed the barbecue restaurant at the Golden Gate Park golf course. It was called Ironwood, which is a nice golf and barbecue pun. Check out this brisket sandwich and sends in a picture of a brisket sandwich that looks absolutely delicious.
What's the best thing you've eaten in the park on your travels? Is it that hot dog?
The hot dog
burger?
Was pretty up there.
Burger dog. Burger.
Yeah. Not necessarily Eden, but low-key, the drink vending machine at the Golden Gate Park Tennis Center is great.
Really?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't get, like, your morning espresso there, but they have a solid hot chocolate for $1.50, people.
Nice. What?
The new Don't tennis sleep center on over it. Here?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
The same place that has the best bathroom in the park.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a really nice tennis center.
Yeah. It's a really nice tennis center. You go in there. And especially if you're, you know, like with someone who needs a little sugar boost or you need to bribe a child, then bring them in there. $1.50.
There's like four different kinds of hot chocolate, too. We only really tried two.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Wait, there are four types of hot
chocolate? It was like hot chocolate, and there's like white chocolate, hot chocolate,
and like
white
vanilla.
Mocha, hot chocolate,
what?
Vanilla mocha, hot chocolate. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tennis ball flavored hot chocolate. Yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there. Go right now.
Oh,
or
my
after.
Gosh.
All right. Great program with you two. We're wrapping things up tonight, this morning. Have a great Thursday, San Francisco. We'll see you later.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so 420 is coming up. Are you going to be doing the volleyball tournament that's in front of the people smoking, or are you going to be up on the hill?
I know.
Just going to skip that day.
I'm actually going to be out of town.
Okay, out of town.
I'm going to be dog sitting another dog as well with Goldberg, his bestie professor. So we might come to the park or we might go to the Ocean Beach.
I kind of like the look.
We got some Rec and Park staff here.
I wouldn't say Rec Park staff. I mean, I guess.
You literally have a jacket on that says Rec Park staff.
Stolen valor. Stolen valor. Stolen valor. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, in the flesh.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just out here. You got donuts.
You want one?
You know, honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Come in.
I would love it.
Yeah. This is our friend Thomas, former colleague at our place of employment and current Rec Park staff member.
Yeah, what are you doing around here for the park?
So I'm also a graduate student at UC Berkeley. Ooh. doing my thesis on JFK Promenade.
Nice.
And basically in November some planners at Rec Park after I had shared with them that I'm doing a thesis, said, hey, you know that thing in Golden Gate Park, JFK Promenade? I was like, of course. And they basically said, hey, you know, we'd like to evaluate how these installations on the promenade are doing, how people are interacting with them. We'd also like you to see how people are, cyclists, runners, joggers are using the promenade. I said, great. And so since November, I've been out here observing promenade users and hopefully going to use that data to make some recommendations on what types of installations Rec Park could put out here, whether or not to put things like bike lanes in, lighting, more seating, less seating, that sort of thing. But it all starts with a lot of data collection and quantifiable data, so.
I don't know if you heard us earlier, you probably didn't, but no numbers, so thanks.
No numbers.
Yeah.
You gotta do that, you gotta stay fueled with a donut if you're gonna be collecting data all day.
The thing is.
Morning.
I've been out here. Oh, there's the man. Wow.
Wait,
I could've.
That
was the man.
Who was it?
Phil.
Oh, on Phil. That bike?
Yeah.
Turn around, Phil!
He's gotta get to a meeting, it's after 9.
Can I come to your Passover
Seder? What do you think he was thinking?
Let me know.
I'm free.
He's like, what the hell?
I really.
What are the odds, though, also, that he would pass?
For what it's worth, like, everyone is passing like, this morning.
I don't know. How many people run into Phil Ginsberg? Anyways, that's what I'm doing.
Great.
In our line of work.
Can I put a vote in for more chairs?
Oh, more chairs.
More seating.
More seating, why?
Because people have to sit. That's just how it is.
Because these two had to drag these chairs 100 yards.
Down the hill.
Dragged them 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, I'll take that into consideration.
Chalk one up for the anecdotal data.
Yeah. Another on the anecdotal data, someone came by and wanted more food but less food trucks because didn't like the generators.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get plugs on the promenade.
I liked that little kiosk that had souvenirs, you know, like little kiosks or something that have food.
Yeah. I like that, cool. that one as well.
Yeah.
Thomas, we're really excited for you to take the park and the promenade into its next generation. The next iteration of prom is in your hands.
Oh, wait. We have a name suggestion. Is that something we should do?
Oh, yeah. So, right. So, are you familiar with what a portmanteau is? It's a word combination. It's like when you combine words. And there's real ones, but this one is one we thought of today.
This is real.
This is a real one.
And it's a fun promenade, so it's the fun-a-nod. But then we could have a yearly festival called Tapenade on the Fun-a-nod, where we have a lot of tapenade sellers come out with different, like, breads and tapenades.
So I think your thesis is done at this point.
The name, see what people think.
Yeah. And yeah, say, hey, would you rather have this be called the Fun-a-nod? You know?
In all seriousness, though, I honestly think, like, I don't think Rec Park's put enough thought into, like, what is the name of this place? Like, beyond just a promenade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why couldn't it be called
the Fun-a-nod?
Yeah.
Phil, turn around!
Like, we have gardens and meadows and playgrounds, but what about what is it?
Excuse me?
The Fun-a-nod. Like, we could be the only department in the country that has a Fun-a-nod.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay, stop the doom loop now, because the Fun-a-nod is here!
Exactly. No, like, legitimately, like, why are we just, like, why
hope why open on the Fun-a-nod?
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually speaks really well of what you're doing, that you're just putting more thought into all of this. What's another thing that surprised you in this process of things that deserve a bit more thought as we think about the future of this space?
One interesting data point that I've found so far, after doing a lot of data collection, is that a lot of people look at the road and go, there's cyclists and pedestrians, walkers, joggers, people doing all kinds of things, people hanging out on the promenade. And I think a lot of people aren't used to this kind of volume, this kind of traffic on the promenade. And my understanding is, and based on what I've seen before this data collection, is people generally feel like, whoa, the cyclists are going too fast, or there's too many scooters, there's too many pedestrians on one side. But what I found is only 2% of people who are on the promenade will find themselves in a situation where they have to yield to a cyclist or have to walk out of the way. That generally it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to put in lanes. We don't need to put in any kind
100%.
Of like stop signs or anything.
No.
It's fine. You know, and you hear a lot of people going, well, the scooters are too fast, or the cyclists are too whatever, but like...
The radio show setting up too centrally in the park.
Yeah.
Right, and it's not an issue at all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You could do all kinds of things out here. You could have a party, and it wouldn't affect how people get around. Sure, yeah. They might have to go around, but generally it's safe. Mm-hmm. It's generally
it's
safe.
It's called yeah. sharing space, people.
Right. Yeah.
And we could do it. And we could do it when we're all at human speed. And it's so much easier when you're like, oh, I could see ahead of me and I don't have to worry about a 5,000-pound vehicle. Or exactly. 20,000-pound, because they're making them pretty big now.
They're making them
yeah.
pretty big.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And
Thomas, how's the donut, by the way?
I love old-fashioned maple is my favorite.
That's why I got it.
It's my favorite. I saw that and I was like, I'm just going to take it.
Yeah.
It's the biggest donut in there and...
Great selection.
Okay, I'm just gonna take it. I don't mean to usurp your incredible thing, but I do, while we have the airwaves, I do want to do a call because we do need some help with our activities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I also have to get to work. I actually have to go.
What are you going to tell Phil when he goes, what the hell were you doing out there?
I'm going to say that I was planning the future of the
fun and odd.
The fun and odd, excuse me.
There it is.
Yeah. Say Sarah Cat Hyman thought of another idea.
Right. I was with Luke and Sarah yeah. and Ryan here doing your work for you.
Tapping out on the fun and odd.
That's a boss.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming by and stopping by. And thank you for collecting so much data. I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited to show it to you guys.
Yeah.
It'll be really exciting. I think you guys will enjoy what's in there, and it'll hopefully, you know, transition the conversation further about what we do with pedestrian roads and streets.
Give us comment access on the Google Doc and we'll see you in the sheets.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'll add you to the list of people who are just redlining that. They're just going through it.
Sign me up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Bye, Thomas.
Have a great rest of your
see
day.
You. Bye. Say hi to the crew.
For now.
Okay, not only would we have the only fun and odd in the country,
yeah.
we would have the only Top and Odd Festival on a fun and odd in the country.
Super important.
I actually don't know of any other Top and Odd Festivals. Don't Sorry. Correct me, internet.
That was another Sarah that just ran by.
Oh, good. Okay, so, look. Oh, he's back.
We forgot a thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Freaking leave no trace. Okay. So, look, there's been a couple activities where we've had difficulty finding the right people
okay.
to help yes. us.
Yeah, let's talk
actually,
about
actually, we just got a tip from a friend yeah. who has Mary, who has a petanque set.
So we'll be doing that with Mary soon.
We'll be in touch.
So look,
we're gonna petanque.
Vanessa did go ahead and commit to this activity 155% by buying a horseshoe set.
I did.
But there
you're our friend with the horseshoe set now.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
Here's, needs one.
Here's the thing: there are these horseshoe rings back by the Oakwood Lens, and we know for a fact that there used to be like a Friends of the Horseshoe Rink or a horseshoe rink.
So, SF Horseshoe Pitching.
Yeah, as a horseshoe. So if you are out there and you know someone who was involved in that group or is a familiar horseshoe friend, please get in touch. We would love to have a little horseshoe lesson, tournament, and like very, the tournament's a loose.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Am I understanding this correctly that we don't have Friends of the Horseshoe Pits anymore? There is no
I found them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Lots of Google search.
Yeah.
I emailed somebody and I got a return.
And that place?
Email doesn't exist.
I mean, maybe it starts with us, but that place could use some love. It could use some weeding. It could use a paint. Job.
Got it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think the horseshoe courts are honestly the perfect venue to throw a big party or a very small festival. It's protected. It's flat. It's got a nice little amphitheater style space.
Is that where System of a Down is playing in August now?
We should suggest Model Rockets.
Model Rockets.
No, it's kind of another location. Maybe where the Tapenade Festival.
So Jeff says maybe he'd be wearing pomade, eating tapenade, and drinking lemonade while promenading with his pet tardigrade.
Thanks, Jeff.
I love it. 100%.
Yes.
Such a good contribution.
You're just tuning in. We're with Sarah and Vanessa, and why aren't you in Golden Gate Park right now? Getting back to the topic at hand.
Yes. So, okay, we just got the in on petanque. We would love a horseshoeing thing. If you have a local high school student that plays at Kezar, let us know.
Yeah. We'll cheer them on.
Yeah, we'll cheer them
like
on.
Banners and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know.
I have another one for you.
Yeah.
Summer League in Kezar. Like, if you're going to watch a basketball game at Kezar.
Oh, yes. We meant to go last summer. It just never worked out.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I will go with you. I love summer league. If you get lucky, you might see a professional basketball player.
Didn't Stephon Curry used to play there?
He played there 1 year. Yeah. Essentially, they'll get, like, a young Warriors player every year for one game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We got to add Luke to that.
Yeah. Okay.
You CC me too? I'm in.
Yeah. Obviously.
I love sports.
I know you all do. You all are really good at scores.
Sequoia@gmail.com, please.
If there's any people out there who own nice kites, get in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because
I only have a mini kite. So.
I met the kite pro in Berkeley the other day. He told me, he's like, I know more about kites than anyone in the East Bay.
You know what's cool, too, about going to park activities that I forgot to mention is, okay, I kind of, like, alluded to it.
You were on the right track.
Thanks. Is history. A lot of it has history.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it all has history.
Yeah.
But some of it is, like, really special history. So, like, the fair, or the, not the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, which we went on.
Carousel, yeah.
The carousel is extremely cool. So ornate. Has, carousels in general, you know, apparently people love everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's little groups
there's
for everything.
There's a membership you can join.
Yeah.
For the carousel?
Yeah. For, like, what is it? Like, it's a national thing.
Yeah, it's, like, national carousel lovers of carousel.
Really?
Fries of the big circle.
Know. Yeah. And there used to be, like, two warring carousel makers in the United States, and then there was this one, and then, you know, Union bought, like, and then, you know, Reagan. Okay, we don't have to go into the whole thing, but... Basically, the carousel there used to be in, like, New York State. It came over here. It's, like, pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. You mean the carousel at the oldest playground in the country?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so the much oldest history. Playground in the country?
Yeah, that is the first public playground in America.
Wow.
Today, I learned.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went on that slide after hours, obviously.
Yeah, you can't do it during the day.
Don't tell if it didn't work.
Did you go down on a thing of cardboard, even faster?
We did.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not easy.
It's not easy, but this is what I also learned from someone, is that you have to put a little sand under your cardboard and it acts like little ball bearings.
We gotta go back.
Yeah.
And try that after hours.
Yeah.
The kids know. Sand, yeah, cardboard.
I'm gonna have a sunburn.
I will say, though, that the carousel is the best value activity we did in the park.
Oh, yeah. It's like $2.50 or something. Yeah.
Cost perspective?
Yeah.
They also have a pretty good snack bar there.
They have a snack bar. Although I heard they're looking for a new vendor.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself lost in Golden Gate Park yet? Where you look around and you're like, I've never been to this part of the park before. Where am I?
I don't know if we've done that together, but I've done that on my own.
Yeah. I also think because the promenade is now people-centric, I'm way less lost. I wasn't visiting as much, but now that I visit so much, I'm like, I know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I
never came to the park before, really, before the pandemic, before it was a promenade.
Yeah.
And now we're here all the time and, like, in it.
It's the center of the city.
It is.
The best.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, hold down the conversation. I got a sunscreen in my face.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. You're both welcome to use it.
No pressure.
Part of it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, my bag of souvenirs.
So what else do you
have? Yeah. Talk to us. Show us what we got.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone who's just listening and can't see.
We'll describe it. Yeah. Okay, so souvenirs are coming out of the bag.
Activities.
Whoa!
This is a fun story. Okay, so we went to an SFC game.
What a supporter.
Yeah, we got scarves.
Nice!
We got
scarves. Great scarf. Great.
Sarah offered to be the mascot, which is a pigeon.
The pigeon?
And was promptly shut down.
Really?
Immediately.
They used to, I've been to one match, and they put the pigeon head on you if you're new.
What?
Yeah, they didn't do that too. Okay, in college, I really wanted to be on my college's mascot, but I was too short for the costume, so it's always been a little bit of a dream.
The pigeon would have been so good. You got to go to more matches?
Sarah really pitched
games?
It.
I really pitched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't let their no deter you.
You kept going.
And then we bought scarves.
Yeah, we bought scarves.
And we moved on.
Yeah, another thing that we do, and maybe we should have this as a column, is did we get a souvenir of some sort?
Yeah. That's a great one.
We buy a lot of souvenirs.
Okay, so this one.
Yeah, what else we got?
Okay.
Morning.
So still on the same theme of things at Kizar.
Ooh.
I want a raffle.
At the soccer game.
Women's, I think it was high school, college
No,
game?
No, it was the Nighthawks, which is the, like, very junior professional something.
And Pacific Catch was, like, a sponsor of the raffle.
Nice.
And I won a $50 gift card.
Sweet.
Wow.
And this awesome t-shirt that says, what does it say?
It's high time for my tie.
Yeah.
Love it.
Would have been better if it was fun and out on the prompt.
We can offer some suggestions for the next one.
I've got notes on this free t-shirt.
I need this to be about tapenade.
Let's see. We also got, Sarah got us matching sunglasses because Arnold Palmer's
are the drink of the summer perpetually.
These sunglasses
for
are
the Arnold, summer?
Every summer.
Okay. Yeah. And these are the Arnold Palmer sunglasses?
Yeah, from the sun.
What's your ratio of tea to lemonade?
Oh, it's a very personal question, Luke.
Not the early bird, Luke.
And I tend to like precisely, 69% tea and then the rest lemonade. But it has to be a real tart lemonade. You really got to cut that, that tea kind of.
If you're only doing 31%, it's got to carry some weight.
It has to carry some weight. I also like a sprig of mint in there.
Oh.
A fresh slice of lemon. Okay, here's the thing with the Promenade. I'm like, okay, can we get a bike? Carfree catering vibe where it is with, okay, it's like a bucket bike. Maybe when you're done with yours, we fill the front with ice. And then we have two spigots, one of tea, one of lemonade, and it's a DIY Arnie P bar.
Then
like the two stem bags, one of them has slices of lemon and the other one has your mint sprigs. Oh, and then another one has, reusable straws. And then it's like perpetually DOTS drink of the summer.
I feel like this would make $1 million out on the promenade.
I literally think you all should sponsor it and throw some more money into it.
Again, we're really good at losing money.
Yeah. I got like 20 bucks in my wallet, yeah. I think. I'm in.
It is something that Golden Gate Park lacks, though, is Arnold Palmer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the only place to get an Arnold Palmer in Golden Gate Park, to my knowledge, is at the...
The
golf course, and they have like the pre-packaged Arizona ones.
What did you shoot on the golf? Did you play golf?
No, we did the driving range. And we shot really, really well. Like,
great.
So good.
I don't need lessons at
seven.
All.
Seven. That's the score.
So what other souvenirs do we got here?
The last one that I brought, which you can let me know. I don't know if there's other
ones. Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah. Beautiful. You know, there's name change, though. So maybe we got to get a new souvenir. This says... Stowe Lake, but it's got a bunch of herons on it.
So I was like a foretold. Yeah.
So maybe we can just tape over it.
Yeah.
It can be Blue Heron Lake.
And we is got that what the name of it is now?
Blue Heron Lake. Yep. And we got that after we did paddle boating,
which is kind of romantic.
Yeah, it is. But we
just how this brought you to closer together in your friendship. Yeah.
We brought Goldberg, and he was fine. He was fine.
The other part of it that I really appreciated is that you were like, next time we do this, can I just ride in the back?
I don't like to try.
Will you paddle? Or we should bring a friend who just wants to paddle. Yeah.
You and Parker can paddle me around.
Call us up. We're free. Yeah.
And we also, we got this, which we will probably like, we could.
The towel.
Yeah.
Which we could certainly use for days like this, but we could also use it for when we're at lawn bowling and like you get a little wet or like, you know, your hand is a little shaky and you need to dry your ball off.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
You wiped down two chairs that were very, very wet with that towel. Like I might have to go get one.
It's
right
a nice
now.
Towel.
It's actually very not even looking. That wet now.
And it's got
it's
a carabiner
drying really
on it.
Fast. It's got a carabiner.
That's what
it's
I'm saying. It's a souvenir to us, but it's a useful tool to most golfers probably.
What do you use it for in golf? I say this as someone who...
Why would I know? I'm just making it up with rash
golf.
Confidence.
Let's so go. Golf. I can make something up too. Like usually around the seventh hole, you take a quick shower and you need to towel off. Golf is a sport that's played a lot of times in the morning where there's a lot of dew. So people use it to dry anything from their balls to their club heads after they clean it to whatever it is that they need to interact with. Because it's like you're oftentimes kind of in a dewy state when you're playing golf.
Okay, I like that. Yeah,
towel makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this isn't a souvenir, but a fun fact. Lawn bowling, speaking of, I guess, dewy, I don't know, it's a bad transition, but when Sarah was informed that their shoes had too much of a heel.
Oh,
and it wasn't like in the middle of a game. We didn't realize it.
These were like the shoes of San Francisco, aka Blundstones.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Blundies. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much of a heel. They have to be flat shoes.
Yeah.
For the greens. They're sensitive. And so one option is to just bowl barefoot. But they call it bowling naked, which is awesome.
So cool. I bowled naked that day.
So I took off my shoes and socks and we bowled naked.
It's solidarity. Yeah. That's brought us closer together,
friendship.
Too.
Just taking it to the next level.
But now I do have a pair of sneakers in my locker. Yeah. For those times.
And you got a locker.
You have a, that's amazing. Just middle of the park, a locker.
I know.
You know.
And it's like a skeleton key. It's like a really cool, like, old key.
Old nice.
Key. That's a souvenir, kind of.
That is a souvenir. Yeah.
Four minutes left, by the way.
Yes.
Just to give a sense of time. There's other things you want to plug in particular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do we need to know about activities in the park?
Archery.
Oh, archery was great.
Archery is amazing. Everyone should try it. A Joad Junior Olympics archery
division?
Department.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. You two have become closer friends.
The archery pro shop closed on 38th and Balboa, and there's not a place to rent equipment or get lessons that I could find.
No. And we searched for over a year.
Yeah, it took a long time for us to do archery, and then we got put in touch with Joad.
Oh, this is a very good story, too.
Yes.
Because I was telling the person who owns the pet store down in Lower Haight about this goal, and then she was like, let me know when you do archery. And I was like, do you know anyone who does archery? And then she was like, these dog owners who come and know archery. And then it took her like several times to ask them who the contact was. And then finally, she gave them my email address. They emailed me about 2 months later. Like, and this was all over like an 8 month thing. And then they finally emailed us. Anyway, I was like, man, San Francisco really provides when you like make a little community, you know?
Friend of a dog shop leads to archery.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe this is a Thomas suggestion.
Yeah.
We could just go straight to Phil. Joad is struggling to keep their they have a like storage container locker where they keep their equipment for the lessons.
Yes. It used to be City Colleges because they had a whole class, but then that got taken away because, you know, we're not going to go into the city funding priorities, but
we got 2.5 minutes left.
Anyway, we want to support them and we want them to continue to exist because they're one of the only, aside from Rec and Park does do archery lessons, but it's a whole commitment.
Yeah.
It's like multi-week. This is one where you can just go out and do archery for 3 hours with instruction and equipment, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Joad. Yeah. So if you're listening out there from the powers that be, you know, let's support our communities.
Yeah.
Who are doing the thing.
You'll love to see it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. What else? Archery. We did casting and angling, which is a great class as well, and they have a whole series.
There's so much to do out here.
They have a beautiful clubhouse, and again, it's truly like very easy to like start joining something and then spend a ton of money.
Yes.
But casting and angling, apparently, this is again one of the biggest clubs in the country and some of the best coaches. People like fly in for these classes. Apparently,
they fly in.
Yeah,
they do.
And we can just walk. We can literally walk. Just stumble there.
Yeah. So, I know we're running out of time, but...
It's incredible. And they also have
seconds.
Lockers.
Good.
They have lockers for your fishing rods.
They have, and they're long lockers. They're so cool.
How many lockers are there in this park?
Folks hear this and they go, I want to start doing this. What do you suggest? Yeah. How do they get involved in it? Or how do they sync up with you so they can join in with a couple of pros?
Yeah, yeah. I would just say a lot of these places have websites, so just truly search the internet. And they have, a lot of them usually have one or two beginner classes a month.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out.
Follow you on Instagram.
My Instagram's private. Sorry, everyone.
Uh-oh. Mine is too, I
think. Yeah. We should make a separate one. We're going to write a book one day.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And other than that, no. See us on the promenade and just reach out.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us. This has been an utter delight.
Totally. What a beautiful morning to spend out here with the two of you, learning about all the things and the joys that are surrounding us, where we sit and stand on this fine Thursday morning.
I think we forget there's so much to do in our own city, in our own park. So go do it, people.
Get out there.
Yeah. Someone was like, wow, you do so much. And I was like, yeah, because I pay a lot of money to live in San Francisco. So I'm going to do so much.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. Love it here. Yeah.
I love that.
Totally. Thanks for having us on. Have a donut.
We'll give you the last word. We've got 20 seconds here. We'll let you take the people into their Thursdays. What do you want to tell them? Last word.
Wow, we were so talkative up at this point.
15 seconds.
Get out. Get outside.
Yeah,
enjoy
day
it.
Today.
This weekend, it might rain.
Yeah.
Get out and enjoy it while you
Doing
can.
Doing things with the your sun. Friends is a great way to be better friends. Yeah.
Great parting message. Thank you all.
Phone on the tapenade. Tapenade on the phone on.